2014, the Songsters joined for the first time with the choir at Claremore United Church to provide music for a very deeply moving Good Friday service, which was held at Palermo. A few months later, the beginning of June that same year, the two choirs joined forces to do a festival of favorite hymns, much like we're doing today. And it was a combined service of the two congregations, and this time Faith was the host. Since then, the two choirs have sung at both Christmas time in the annual Carol Festival, both here and at Palermo, and then on Good Friday, we have alternated back and forth with the choirs giving the music leadership in those services. A rather important step occurred in the fall of 2014 when I asked the council if they might consider covering the cost of relocating our choir rehearsals to here in the hall. I had learned many years earlier that it is helpful if you can both rehearse and sing in the same space, because you get the sound of the space around you as a contributing factor. And so that's what happened. We did move in here, and thanks very much to Jim and Fanny who helped to make that possible. Then I came up with another idea. I just keep throwing something at you. And it was whether there was a possibility we might get an accompanist. My wife would not be available, so I couldn't persuade her to come. But I happened to think that if I could get an accompanist, it would allow me to work more closely with the choir and either join them in their mistakes or strengthen them in their singing and so on. So, about the same time, unintentionally, I met Carl Steinhauser. I was at a rehearsal of the Mississauga Festival Choir, which Catherine and I both sing in, and there was a new accompanist at the piano that evening. So I went up afterwards and introduced myself and asked a little bit about him and said, "Where are you from?" He said, "I'm from Milton." "Oh, are you?" So then the light went on, and I talked with Carl, and we worked out an arrangement that he would come once a month for a rehearsal and once a month for a Sunday service. And it was wonderful having Carl as an accompanist. He's very, very strong, very, very gifted. However, the downside was Carl was working in Toronto at Remini's Music, and commuting back and forth, even on the Wednesdays and the Sundays, because he had no car, was becoming a bit complicated in relation to other commitments that he had. So after 4 months, we had to bring that arrangement to a conclusion at Carl's request, and we were sad to see him go. But he did agree that he would come and join with us for special occasions such as the Christmas carol service and on Good Friday. I should just add a little addendum here. Carl, about 2.5 years ago, decided he was going to take organ lessons. And he has been working on that. And most recently, actually just within the last couple of weeks, Carl has landed the job as the organist and accompanist at Runnymede United Church in Toronto, teaming with my son, who is the music director. And David is just thrilled. He knows Carl's skill as an accompanist, and to be able to get him there was a wonderful step. Last year, after we had to say farewell to Carl, we did seek out another pianist by the name of Ernest Wong. Ernest was coming into grade 12, and a wonderful jazz pianist, as we have heard here from Sunday to Sunday. And this whole experience of becoming kind of an accompanist for a choir and a congregation was a new experience for him, and he really worked at it very well. However, he was in the course of preparing for his advanced exams in theory and piano, and so we had to limit our requests for his services. So this spring, the choir, the Songsters, participated for the first time in the Eden Choir Festival, where choirs from different parts of Mississauga and boundaries beyond that into Toronto and in Milton and so on, come together for an evening of singing both together and singing individual anthems. And I have to tell you,
These folks did very, very well. I was extremely proud of them. They're also a giving group, and they have been singing at Birkdale at Christmas time, and most recently they went to the hospital bedside of Doug Dryden, and there sang hymns for him. And I think you folks were as moved as the family was in that wonderful, wonderful gift. I want to say that this is a very giving choir, and I think whatever the future holds, what they have done over this past 3 years is really quite remarkable, and I'm proud of them, and I'm sure you're glad that we've been able to pull them together and hear their voices and their passion for singing. So I thank you. So if you will turn to 670 in Voices United, 670.